sometimes things happen in our lives to cause us to drop out of the normal, busy pace. Instead of thinking, what have we lost? What if we focus instead on the moment at hand, on the glories of what is before us? We often do not see. When life's challenges cause us to drop out, what if it truly is a call to drop in, to drop into the wealth of undiscovered dimensions of who we are, who others are, what our life is about, how life lives us? This dropout time is often slowed in pace. And at the end of the day, we have not checked off multiple items from our present to-do list. In fact, we have not even made a to-do list at all. Instead, we have created a to-be list. If you were to create a to-be list, what would be on it? Unlike a to-do list, a to-be list will not be completed at the end of the day, or months, or even year. It is a lifetime process. I'm reminded of the words of Epicytus, who lived from AD 55 to 135, a Greek philosopher. No great thing is created suddenly. I invite us, you and me, to focus on our to-be list and know that though we do not create ourselves suddenly, we do so by every choice we make, every day, every moment. Enjoy your to-be list.